You're listening to episode number 21 of the Fearless English Podcast. Welcome to the Fearless English Podcast, where it's all about helping you confidently communicate with anyone without compromising who you are. Let's get started, Fearless Learner. Hello, Fearless Learners. I'm back. I hope you've missed me. I know I've missed recording these episodes, and I've had so many people reach out to me, message me and say, where are the podcast episodes? So here I am, and I hope that I can continue recording these podcasts for you so that it makes a little bit of a difference in your learning journey. Today I wanted to talk about memorization. And when I say memorization, I'm not talking about sitting there and mindlessly just repeating a sentence or a chunk or a word. I'm talking about how we can memorize words and use different techniques to learn new words so that we can communicate better. So a learner needs about 3,000 words in order to communicate effectively. All right, so you need like 3,000 vocabulary items in order to communicate independently. In order to learn these new words, we need to have a way to take the... So let's say you're learning a new chunk or a word or vocabulary. We need to take it from the working memory all the way to the long-term memory. So what happens is when we learn a new word, our brains stores them in a place that is temporary. Let's say it's a temporary box. And if you don't use that word often, what happens is it just gets rid of it. Like it's not needed, right? You're not using it, so it doesn't put it on into the long-term memory box. So the more permanent box, let's say. So we need to be able to do certain things in order for the brain to take the new words and say, you know what, this word is actually useful. This person uses it all the time. I'm going to keep it somewhere where they can retrieve it. They can get it when they need it. So they can, you know, get that word immediately without thinking, what was the word that I was looking for? So there's three things that I want to talk about, first of all, which is involves in taking the new word or phrase or whatever it is that you're learning, actually, to take them from the working memory, so the short-term memory, like the temporary box, to the long-term permanent box. So the first thing is elaboration, so which means that you're taking the new information and you're diving into it. You are asking questions. Say, for example, you learn a new word, you're thinking to yourself, what is the part of speech? Is this word connected anyway to my first language? What does this word sound like? What's the pronunciation? Does it have any other meanings? Does it collocate? So does it belong in a collocation somehow? Is it used differently in different contexts? And so on and so forth. So the more you can do that, the more you learn a new word and you think to yourself, how do I, you know, ask questions about this word? How do I know it a little bit better? It attaches itself to that specific word, and it's a lot better for you to do that, and it helps you remember it. So that's the first thing. The second thing is rehearsal. So this means that you're basically recycling the word as much as possible, which means you're using it as much as possible, either through writing or imitating the words and putting it into sentences. So using it as much as you can, basically. So rehearsal is really good, but without retrieval, rehearsal is not as effective. So it's really good to imitate and do all of that, but you need to be able to go back to the word. You need to be able to test yourself, regularly check, regularly practice the word. And for teachers that are listening, this means that, you know, going back to older words and maybe giving a quiz or a test or a game is really super, super helpful. And if you're a learner, it means that between the first time you learn it and the next time you see the word or use it and so on, there's an amount of time in between. And if you basically, what you do is the longer you wait, the easier it will be to forget that word and not be able to recall it. So you need to have regularly, basically, you need to be able to regularly do something to be able to like remember and retrieve those words in a given amount of time. So at the very beginning, you're testing yourself all the time. You like say, let's say it's every other day, and then it gets every other week, then maybe it's every week, whatever it is. So you need to just make sure that you just keep coming back to those words, and that will really make it a lot more effective. So now we understand how we transfer, you know, new words that you learn from the short-term memory box, like the temporary box, all the way to the long-term memory box. Let's talk about a few things you can do that I do with my students to help you memorize new words. So first thing is first, when you do learn a new word, make sure you learn it in context. So how is this word used in real life? Look at like sentences that are used with this word. So one of the things is to go to just type in sentences with the word. So, or the word and then sentences next to, and you get dictionary, you know, with lots of sentences using that word. Another thing is to use Youglish. Type in the word and see how people use in context. It's like a YouTube type thing where you will see people using the word. So Youglish.com, I think it's .com, but I'll put the information in the show notes. The other thing is to use Quizlet. Quizlet is like these digital cards that you put the word in front of, on one side, the meaning on the other, with extra information. And how this can help you is that you'll be able to, you know, like look at the words, test yourself at the same time. If you're using cards, like in real life, that could be helpful as well. I've seen people punch a hole and they put it into a key ring, like a ring where they can just have all of the groups of words together. What you can do is make sure that these words, you kind of like look at them, test yourself, and then put them aside and write down somewhere like when you've checked them. And so that you can tell yourself, okay, in 1 week, I want you to look at these words again. And this will really, really help. The next thing is associating the word with a picture, an image, or if you have a word in your language that's similar, maybe let's say it's a word that in your language is similar to another word, but it's two completely different like words. But you imagine the word in your language with combined with the new word, if that makes sense. So it's, let's say, I'm just going to make one up. Let's say it's a water bottle. So you're learning the word water bottle. And in your language, bottle means, I don't know, sky. You'd imagine the water bottle with like, you know, clouds on it. Or, you know what I mean? And so that will help you like just connect something in your long-term memory with something that you're learning new right now. So there's lots of different ways to learn, like to basically learn new words. There's lots of tricks out there. Have a look, check it out. I hope that this episode has helped you and helped you understand how important it is for us to memorize and learn to memorize, use tricks and understand how the brain works. All right, fearless learners, I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now. If you enjoyed today's lesson, then you'll love our speaking club, where we take what we learn in these lessons and put it into action. You'll get to meet other women and practice speaking English every week for an hour. All you have to do is go to www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. I'll say that again, www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. Let's work together to help you become a confident English speaker. See you in class.